This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Those three newly freed Americans are back in the U.S. now after that historic prisoner exchange with Russia. The AP's Norman Hall.
Moscow released journalist Evan Gershkovich and Alsu Karmasheva and fellow American Paul Whelan, along with dissidents including Vladimir Karamurza, in a multinational deal that set 24 people free. Speaking to reporters in Houston, where she was about to board a flight to Washington, Vice President Kamala Harris commented on the exchange.
It gives me great comfort to know that their horrible ordeal is finally over.
Harris says the administration will continue to work to free Americans held in other countries.
President Biden says it's his job to get detained Americans back home, and he has a warning for you if you're thinking of traveling to a troubled country.
I don't buy this idea that you're gonna let these people rot in jail because other people may be captured. We will send out all the notifications to all the other countries, all our citizens, what countries not to go to, what not to do, and they got to pay attention.
The three freed Americans flew from Maryland to Texas and landed at Joint Base San Antonio this morning for medical evaluations. A new AP poll finds that few Americans have high confidence that the Secret Service can keep presidential candidates safe after last month's attempt on Donald Trump's life. The U.S. is talking about Venezuela's disputed presidential election. Washington now recognizing opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez as the winner, not President Maduro, as the country's electoral authority says. We'll get a new jobs report this morning. It's expected to show that employers added 175,000 jobs last month. That's considered okay, but that would be down from June. U.S. gymnast Simone Biles now has 9 Olympic medals. This is AP News. Now to the NFL. A federal judge has overturned a jury verdict in what's called the Sunday Ticket lawsuit. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
A federal judge overturned a jury's $4.7 billion verdict in the class action lawsuit filed by Sunday Ticket subscribers against the NFL and granted judgment to the NFL. A U.S. district judge has ruled that the testimony of two witnesses for the subscribers had flawed methodologies and should have been excluded. The jury on June 27th awarded the damages to residential and commercial subscribers after it ruled that the NFL violated antitrust laws in distributing out-of-market Sunday afternoon games on a premium subscription service. It's likely that the plaintiffs will again appeal to the Ninth Circuit. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Chipmaker Intel is cutting 15% of its workforce. That's about 15,000 jobs. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.